Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message I deliver every day, and we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Taylor Wilson's in the house. NFP Property and Casualty Insurance, welcome.
Ron, always good to be back.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for insurance or assistance. There are no operators standing by. I am it, and if I can get my soundboard working. Yeah, too many things going here all at one time today. Yeah, let's go, guys.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hey, you know something? I think I'm almost ready for happy hour. It's getting a little late in the day. I don't know about you, but while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.
Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you. Well, I guess there's no tweet this morning. I guess it just came over directly here. Let's check and see what we're going to celebrate today. I saw the celebration list today, and there were some pretty interesting ones on here. So I'm going to encourage you this morning to check out the celebrations, being that today is National Encouragement Day. Oh, I guess there's a little bit of corn there. Where's that one? Yeah, National Video Games Day. I better tell my son to stay off the video games. Not a good one. National Report Medicare Fraud. I don't know who you reported to, but today is National Report Medicare Fraud. And having beaten anorexia, I will just stick with what you could probably guess I will be celebrating today. Yes, indeed. Drum roll, please. National Chocolate Milkshake Day. Yeah, maybe I'll just stick with the martini. What the heck? Let's check the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 68.75. Oil. Yes, here in the state of confusion, we do watch what the oil is doing. Oil up $1.53 a barrel right now, up $1.53 a barrel. Now, what's that doing for our gas prices? I hit the button over here, and for some reason, the report did not want to come up. But we're going to check AAA for you real quick. $2.839 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline on the national average. $3.63 is the average right here in Taxifornia. If you're looking for inexpensive gas, you can get it for about a dollar or over a dollar a gallon cheaper. All you have to do is go to Alabama, where they're paying $2.52, $1.11 cheaper than what we're paying here in Taxifornia. So go to Alabama, get a little gas. You might be able to watch a football game here and there. I don't know if they play football in Alabama. Just checking on that one. Being that I did notice it is football season, and I have been known every once in a while to follow a football game. No, you're not a Trojan fan, Troy?
No.
Okay, I guess we better be careful here. I never worry about my guests' favorite teams because I do have the mute button. So just saying, what the heck. Moving right along, what else is going on in the news today? You know, if I saw this, I found this fascinating. I get amused relatively easily. I found this very fascinating story. We hear about all of the chaos in Washington, D.C. I don't know, either you know about the chaos in Washington, D.C., or you've been living under a rock. Now, I know that they've got that book coming out by Bob Woodward this morning. I guess he's still trying to live on his Watergate laurels. Fascinating. We'll see what comes of that. The publisher has said that he's printed 1 million copies of the book. Now, Woodward's got a great reputation, but they don't say this part of it. And I don't know if you're going to hear this on any other news broadcast, any other radio broadcast today. What would you just guess? Just take a wild guess at how many bipartisan bills, or what percentage of the bills that have passed the United States Congress and signed into law this year, What percentage of those are bipartisan? Anybody got a guess? Put the number right there in the chat box. You can text me. You can tweet me. We're watching. We'll see if anybody comes up with the right answer. Because you would swear that they did not get, nothing gets done in Washington, that nobody gets along in Washington. Yet, are you ready for this one? 68% of the bills that have been signed into law in the last year and a half have been bipartisan bills. Now, you won't find that on the news. They don't want to tell you about anything positive going on. They're not in the business of saying anything good about the United States or anything good about this president. But could you imagine that? 68% of the bills have been bipartisan, and I bet not too many people could name one of them. Just a thought right there for you to take a look at. What else is happening in the news today? Well, business side, everybody's on trade talk watch. Yeah, that's the big issue right now. Canada and the U.S. getting closer to a deal on trade. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Not really. Canada really, you know, they want to make a big deal that they're only going to get involved in a deal that's good for Canada. Well, basically, any deal beyond nothing is going to be good for Canada because the U.S. is their largest trading partner. So if they back out of all of these deals, who do you think gets hurt? Yeah, Canada. So they might push as far as they can. But at the end of the day, you know, the beauty of what's going on in Washington right now, having a businessman as the negotiator, is at the end of the day, he knows he's in the driver's seat. He knows that these different countries cannot continue to push too long without getting a deal done. They need to have the trading partner. So in spite of these tense negotiations, Chrystia Freeland, Canada's foreign minister, commented yesterday on the positive atmosphere after leaving the U.S. trade offices. Market liked what it heard. Stocks added to their gains after that. Plenty of uncertainty surrounding trade and tariffs with China. Yeah, China, did you check that one out? China out there dealing with the, making, what was it, Xi Jinping and Putin making pancakes together.
China.
Yeah, the president, that's, we know it's on the president's mind. I think we got that again.
China.
Yeah, that trade talks there. Now, they're going to have to do the same thing, right? Because even though they want people to think they're a third world country, they are the second largest economy in the world. And they better get on board as well because they don't want to lose their largest trading partner either. So just be careful. Watch what's going on there. Other news, the NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, rose to 108.8. Analysts noted it was a new record high in the survey's 45-year history. Will that be in the news today?
You know better than that.
Obviously not. Economy doing great. Seems every week there's an economic report setting new records. So it's no wonder that we are looking at a bull market and it continues to grow. We'll continue watching that. I know there's a lot of skepticism out there. And really, when you think about it, who cares where it started? For you and me, it's basically just about our pockets. Does your pocket feel better than it did before? Just a thought for you. Obviously, the other big issue, and we're going to talk about this with Taylor Wilson in a minute here, but big hurricanes coming into the East Coast. Now, they're not going to make it this far, but we've had some of our own issues to deal with. What do you need to know when there is a natural disaster coming? So over 1 million people have been told to flee their homes. Yeah, get out, leave. So with 1 million people, Florence, Category 4 storm winds speeds up to 130 miles per hour, may become the strongest storm to hit the country in decades. Very dangerous. And, you know, the president will get chastised for this one as well because his tweet was, "My people just informed me that this one of the worst storms to hit the East Coast in many years. Also looking like a direct hit on North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Be prepared, be safe, get out of there as quick as you can." I noticed that there, I mean, we had these fires out here. Do you remember the fires that we had here in Southern California in Orange County? One of the big areas or problems that we noted was there was a lot of traffic. And part of the problem with the traffic had to do with the fact that there was half the roads were not being used, right? So with half the roads not being used, what have they learned from that whole situation, or maybe we should have learned from them. But now all the freeways leaving these affected areas go in the same direction. Both sides of the freeway are heading out of town. You cannot get back in. That's the whole idea. Sounds pretty smart to me. I noticed that was one of our big problems out here, but I think they've solved that one in the East Coast. You are listening. The Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what do you need to know about insurance and how do you deal with some of all these catastrophes that are going on? We're going to chat about it. Home prices appreciated 6.9% in 2018. U.S. banks offer a new alternative to payday loans. Can I get money back on a tax return for what I paid in medical insurance? We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are looking at the Mortgage Minute today. We do that for you every day at this time. It's brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the company for you. Only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. So what is happening in the mortgage market right now? Anybody can tell you what is happening. The thing that we're going to do that's a little bit different for you right here is we're going to tell you the why it's happening. So the what is pretty simple. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's up 55. Oil up $1.35 a barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's down just a little bit, down about 2 basis points. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond up 11 basis points. Interest rates to pretty much flat from where they were yesterday. Not a whole lot of change right there. So why is all this happening? Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the stepchild, the lost stepchild of the bond market, yeah, that would be the PPI index. It's measures wholesale inflation, decreased from 3.3 to 2.8% year over year. Core rate, which strips out food and energy, they do that because the Federal Reserve can't control food and energy prices, dropped from 2.7 to 2.3. Drop in PPI was the first we have seen in a year and a half. The lower producer inflation is giving bonds a little bit of a boost there, but the important figure will be released tomorrow with the consumer price index. CPI does not have to follow the PPI, as companies can adjust margins or not pass on the savings and higher costs. That being said, the market is expecting tomorrow's CPI to come in at 2.8, which is a slight cooling from the 2.9 last month. Core CPI figure expected in at 2.3, a bit softer than 2.4 last month. If that happens, bonds will probably act a little bit more favorably. Today at 11 o'clock our time, we're going to get the 10-year Treasury note auctions, and we're going to be coming out with some information. You better be listening to us and watching the feeds. Friday, we're going to be coming out with some information because we're noting right now that there are the refi market, the people refinancing their loans, has really dropped off a lot. And it happens a lot of times when interest rates are going down. But what it really tells those of us that are on the debt management side, they see, when I tell you all the time about this, we're going to talk to Taylor about this in a minute. Here's the issue. When you're dealing with your household board of directors, you're going to have several people that are out there that are vying for the job of handling being your investment advisor. They want to handle the assets that you have. They come a dime a dozen. You can find a million people to handle your assets. Not all of them are good, but you can find a lot of them. Not many people talk to you about the idea of being a debt manager. That's what we do at the Siegel Lending Team. That's what we do on Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, right? That's part of your household board of directors. You also have to think about who is managing your risk, right? There's a lot of different types of risk that you have. Who's managing that? Well, that's what we talk to Taylor about, is managing risk, because people think about insurance. Well, they're obligated to do that. No, it's not an obligation. They're taking on that job of managing your risk. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, but those are all part of your household board of directors. That's the why of what's happening in the mortgage market and the bond market. That is brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat a little bit. Taylor Wilson with us once again, NFP, Property and Casualty Insurance. Taylor, give me an idea here. So that my belief is that we're always just talking that in your world, in the insurance world, you're looking to be somebody's risk advisor.
Exactly. I mean, we're just, you know, taking an overall approach to, you know, what they're looking at for their home, you know, their auto and, you know, liability, and seeing, you know, what's to carve out a program, you know, what's best for them, and see, you know, what their needs are, and just kind of figure out, you know, what the, you know, best program, and figure out what companies do, you know, to put them with.
I like the way you put that, what companies to put them with. So at NFP, you're able to put people with multiple companies, not saying that I've got the only solution is XYZ company, because that's who I represent.
Correct. Yeah, we represent probably 20, 25 different carriers. So when a referral or something comes across my desk, I can, you know, put all the information I get, you know, with the home and the auto, and kind of figure out, you know, who's going to be most competitive on rates, and then, you know, see what we can do to, you know, help them out and see if, you know, because I'm always competing, you know, with, you know, obviously other insurance companies.
Sure.
So, you know, having multiple carriers that I represent gets me a competitive price, you know, to see what I could do to match. Hopefully it's increasing coverage and lowering the premium, because a lot of people are overpaying and they're underinsured.
That seems like a little backwards. That's like sell high, buy low, sell low, buy high, right? I mean, you don't want to do that.
Because, you know, you mentioned earlier about the wildfires, you know, that happened here in California. A majority of people, you know, up in Northern Cal have not been able to rebuild, you know, their homes because they were grossly underinsured, I should say. And a lot of, you know, when you're talking about retirement and savings, a lot of people, you know, had gaps. So if their house, you know, was insured for $500,000, you know, for rebuilding replacement costs, and the insurance company comes back and says, well, it's going to cost $800,000. Well, there's a $300,000 gap. And a lot of people are having to liquidate and their retirement and their savings to get this house rebuilt. And it's crippling them.
So how do I know, you know, how do I know what I need? So, you know, I've got a $1 million house up in the hills, and we know that the land value, we don't have to worry about insuring land, right?
No, land is not a factor in what I do.
So, and say we've got $1 million house and we've got a 3,000 square foot structure on it.
Sure.
Would I just look at that 3,000 and say, okay, well, it's going to cost me about $250 a foot to rebuild it, and that's what I need in insurance?
Well, I mean, that's when we do, you know, most of the companies that I represent do a post-inspection. You know, I try to do my due diligence to insure the home, maybe over-insure the home when we initially do the business. So when they go out and do the inspection, if it's, you know, where it's at, or if it's maybe a little bit more, then they come back less. I'd rather have my client get a refund in premium other than an increase, because I tried to, you know, lowball the premium to begin with.
Which is nice, right? I mean, because there's a lot of people out there saying, well, I just want to win the business and then we'll deal with it later. So they lowball it.
Exactly. And we don't lowball. I don't do business that way, because it just doesn't do the client any service, you know, because eventually, you know, you sometimes have, like I've told you in the past, you kind of have to pay more to get better coverage, you know, not over, you know, pay, but, you know, might have to pay a little bit more to make sure that when there is a catastrophe, fire, water loss, that you don't have those gaps. And then they come back to me and like, hey, I appreciate it. Even though I had to pay $300-$400 more a year, that they know that when that loss does happen, they have the right coverage.
Do they remember that, though? Do most people remember it, or is it, because once they have that catastrophe, the last thing they're thinking about is, I mean, they probably don't care about premiums at that point.
No, they don't. Well,
why didn't I get more insurance, Taylor? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, the main thing is when they do have that loss, whether it's a fire or water loss, and the adjuster comes out and says they're adequately covered and there's the white glove service and they're covering, you know, whatever they have, and there's no hesitation on the insurance company that they are covering that, and there's just a mind at ease that they're not having to, you know, battle with the adjuster or the insurance company to make sure that this loss is covered. Because some of the carriers, that not what I represent, will try to find anything, any wedge to not cover something because of, you know, for whatever reason.
And I hear that a lot, because you get a lot of people calling and saying, you know, something I had dealt with XYZ insurance company, and, you know, they fought me on everything. And the last thing I wanted when I had this disaster in my house or flood or whatever was, I didn't want to fight with the people that I've been paying that are supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to be working with.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and that we only represent, you know, the carriers that have, number one, that have, you know, exceptional claim service. You know, I actually act as a liaison between the adjuster and the client and the company to make sure that the claims process is going well. And if there is starting to go south, I get involved and talk to the adjuster and figure out, okay, how do we make this happen?
Makes a lot of sense. We're going to continue our conversation. Taylor Wilson, NFP Property and Casualty. We're going to chat with him some more on what do we need to know, what's happened in the market here, And, you know, we've seen a lot of different areas where there are catastrophes. How do we protect ourselves? Now, the insurance company, they're not responsible for your house. Sorry to tell you that. And they don't have to give you insurance. It's a trade. You're trading your dollars for them taking on your risk. That's the idea of insurance. We're going to continue our conversation there when we come back. Home prices appreciated 6.9% in 2018. We'll talk about that. And can I get back money on my tax return, what I paid in medical insurance, all that and more? You can reach me in the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Home prices have appreciated 6.9% in 2018. We're looking at national numbers here. Between 1987 and 1999, often referred to as the pre-bubble period. Home prices grew at an average of 3.6%, according to the Home Price Expectation Survey. Every month, the economists at CoreLogic release the results of their Home Price Insights report, which includes the actual year-over-year change in prices across the country and their predictions for the following year. I shared a chart earlier on our social media channels that shows the forecasted year-over-year prices for 2018, predictions made in 2017. According to their predictions, the average appreciation over the course of 2018 should be 4.8%, which is still greater than the normal appreciation of 3.6%. If we layer the actual price appreciation that has occurred this year, we can see that over the course of 2018, home prices have appreciated by an average of 6.9%, outpacing projections all year long. So it's way above it. And you look at that chart. Again, it is right there on our social media channels. What does this mean? The tale of today's real estate market is one of low inventory, high demand, and rising prices. I know there's a lot of agents out there saying, well, the market's turning and it's getting tough. Well, look at the statistics. They may not be concurring. Maybe it's just the what's being done in the marketing side of things. Forces at work can be simply explained with the theory of supply and demand. That darn supply and demand. That being said, if a large supply of inventory were to come to the market, prices may start to appreciate closer to the forecasted rate, which would still be greater than the historic norm. The bottom line, if you are a homeowner whose house no longer meets your needs, now may be a great time to list your home and capitalize on the equity you have gained over the last year to make a significant down payment on your next home. If that's the case, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll put together a game plan for you to see how you can buy that next home, the new home, your dream home, or maybe you're just looking to right size. Some people call that downsizing. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are chatting this morning. Taylor Wilson, NFP Property and Casualty Insurance, is in the house. And we're learning a little bit about insurance. So we've talked this morning just about what insurance is, what we're doing with it, what you need. Let's see if we can find out a little bit. You know, when you've been, Taylor, how long have you been in the insurance world?
A little over 14 years now.
14 years. So probably seen a couple of good years where there's been no catastrophes. We've also had some years where there's been some tough times.
Yeah, you know, I've seen some ups and downs, but again, everyone needs insurance. So, you know, we haven't really gone through any, major down, downsides in the industry. But, we've experienced, a little here and there. But again, everyone, is buying homes, needs insurance. And,
So here's the issue, Taylor, is everybody, if you're buying a house, if you're getting any kind of a loan, it's mandatory that you have insurance.
Correct.
And leading a lending company, all I ever hear from people is, what is the cheapest thing I can possibly get?
Sure.
Right? They don't say, what do I need? But it's, what's the cheapest I can get? What are some of the issues that happen or that you've seen over your career, your 10, your 14 years in the industry? What are some of the pitfalls of just saying, something, I just want cheap?
Well, there's a lot of different things that can happen, with cheap insurance. I mean, cheap insurance, it's an interesting question. If you don't have to use it, everything's great, but when you have to actually use it and it comes down to it, then the cheap insurance or, the low cost, the service that you're going to get when you have that claim is pretty much going to explain, what's going to happen. I'm not saying that all companies, that's going to happen to, but the majority of the times I've seen it where, a claim's not covered or you're just getting hassled, like we mentioned in the previous segment, things aren't going to happen, the way or the outcome that you want to have happen or getting things replaced or, getting a check that you thought were going to get that you're not going to get or the amount of the check or the coverage, it's just not going to happen.
So that's the big issue is that when all's going well, and I think the last statistic I saw is people are ending up using their insurance like once every 12 years, something along those lines.
Sure.
Right? So you're playing half a roulette wheel, right?
Exactly.
I mean, was there 35, 36 numbers on the roulette wheel? So you're playing a third of them. So is it going to happen to you this year or next year is going to be the big question. And then how are you going to deal with it? Who are you going to call? Right? That to me, that seems like the biggie is if I've got a problem, I don't want to call an 800 number and sit there and press one for English and two for Spanish. And, you know, I want to talk to somebody.
Exactly. And, you know, you and I've talked about this many a times on the previous segments that you're going to, I get clients call me, you know, whether it's at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock at night. You know, if there's a fire or flood, I'm the guy they call. And I facilitate, you know, who comes out there that the, you know, the remediation company that, you know, it's going to help, you know, come, you know, take care of the, you know, the house. So I'm the guy and you're not going to get the 800 number. Now I can't file the claim myself, but, you know, I'll take the call, facilitate, you know, who they need to call to get the adjuster, meet the adjuster out there and just kind of, you know, hold the client's hand and, you know, get them through the process, get them, you know, temporary housing, whether it's a hotel, you know, another house, you know, whatever the situation is, I'm taking care of the client.
How many people do you know of, you know, the people that you've worked with over your tenure, how many really read the insurance contract? Is there one?
Very, I'd say less than 5%. I mean, I do, believe it or not, lately with, you know, with things going on, I have a lot of clients that have been, you know, fine-tune, you know, reading contracts because they've heard the nightmares about what's not covered, what's covered. And I'll get a call and they're like, hey, you know, on page 68, what I saw that this isn't covered or what's the definition of that. And so it's kind of kept me on my game.
Sure.
To make sure that, you know, I'm, you know, knowing what I'm talking about because yeah, people, not everyone does, but there are a certain few.
There's
that
segment that's now starting to read them because of the issues we've had, you know, in the marketplace of your services.
Exactly. And, you know, it's rightfully so. I mean, people want to know what, you know, what they're covered.
And that makes sense. We should know what we're covered. But
sure.
I mean, there's so many people that, you know, I hear all the time and I just listen because I'm not the one out there giving, you know, I don't sell insurance. But you listen to somebody and they say, well, you know, I had a flood in my house and, you know, I got to move, can't even hardly live there. Yet they're still trying to live there.
Exactly. And that's a whole nother problem. And, you know, with the, if there's water or fire and wires exposed and people are still trying to, you know, kind of, like you said, stay there, it's not safe. And that's when, you know, you have what they call loss of use, which covers you for temporary housing. Like I said, a hotel,
right.
A different house or something like that.
But a lot of people don't even know that's part of their contract.
They don't.
Now, does that change the amount of coverage there? No, because we did have some houses here in Orange County that were lost during the fires, during the canyon fires. And I know we had a lot of them in San Diego. We've seen them up in Northern California. It's a mess up there, and hearts go out for all these folks. And we're talking about this a lot because obviously it's in the news right now with what's going on in the Carolinas. Do you have to have different amounts of coverage? I mean, is it a lump sum? Like your loss of use that you were just mentioning. So if I've lost my whole house, does that give me a different amount of coverage versus if I just have a flood in the house?
Well, certain carriers have either a percentage of the, you know, of the dwelling. So if you have $1 million house, or not $1 million house, but a replacement cost of $1 million, some of it's 50% loss of use. So you have, you know, 500,000 and it's capped at 500. Some of them have unlimited loss of use. So, you know, you have a house, it's not, you have a house burned down, it's not going to take 3-4 months to rebuild. You might be out of there 6 months, a year, maybe even longer.
Sure.
So the last thing you want to do is have a cap on how much money you have in that pot to live. And some of them, like I said, are capped. Some of them have limited loss of use. Some of them have 24 months, you know, with reasonable expenses. It's all over the board on, you know, the deal is. But when you have a cap, and you have a custom home and it's going to take, I mean, I've seen clients out of their home 2 years, you know,
sure.
Living in hotels and expenses.
2 years in a hotel. Holy cow.
Yep. or hotel, and then some, you know, when they start out a hotel and they know it's going to be a little bit longer, then they'll go rent a house, you know, a VVRO.
So they're making two mortgage payments or two house payments.
Exactly.
So you got to be real careful with that. It's something you want to be looking at, but here's the issue. Look at it before the catastrophe. Don't look at it after. One of the things I want to talk to Taylor about when we come back is doing your checkup. So we're going to want to see about that part of it also. A lot of people are on the insurance set it and forget it plan. I'm going to suggest to you that might not be the best solution for you. We're going to talk to Taylor about that because he's the expert. I'm just the radio guy, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. U.S. Bank offers a new alternative to payday loans. Maybe, are you getting, do you have a payday loan? Some of those things can really eat you alive. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also, you can reach me anytime, I should say, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. And I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. You ever gone and looked at these payday loans? Or I think the other one, one of the other companies very similar is, I think it's Speedy Cash. I don't want to get into the companies and all that, but if you're using those services, you got to look closely at what you're getting, what you're paying. They are unbelievably expensive. Think about some of them. I think your money, your principal doubles like once a year, maybe every less than once a year. Crazy. Never heard the expression more than money. For a lot of Americans, it's more than a euphemism for running low on funds and not being able to pay their bills. It is a way of life. Underserved populations traditionally have been all but ignored by the financial establishment, leaving them to turn to payday lenders to borrow short-term money at outrageous, exorbitant interest rates. U.S. Bank trying to do something about it. They've got a simple loan product that's been rolled out to there with very little fanfare. No one's talking about it. You'll hear it here. Other than a few articles, you know, they're not too many. Product could fill a need for a segment of Americans who routinely have trouble coming up with money when they're hit with sudden expenses like a medical bill, car repair. Simple Loan offers cash disbursements ranging from $100 to $1,000 that must be paid back in three installments over 3 months. There are no late fees or prepayment fees, and the money is available on fairly reasonable terms, considering customers could wind up paying hundreds of percent in interest if they go to the traditional payday lenders. One of them, 8% per month. Think about that, 8% a month. Rule of 72 says that, what is that, every 7 months or so, 8 months, your principal is doubling. So here's how the simple loan works. Every $100 borrowed, there's a $12 fee per installment payment. If you set up auto debit from that U.S. bank account, you might save a little bit of money. If you prefer to do a manual payment, it's $15 each time. So think about this. If you borrow $400, select auto payments, the fee is $48. So you're paying 10%, a little more than 10%. To use that, that's 12%, to use that money for 3 months. Think about that one. A lot of money, but it might be the solution for you better than some of those other companies. Get out of that scenario. Just try and save some money. Find ways. You know, go get a job with Uber or sweeping floors or something so you get out of that rat race. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solutions. Chatting this morning, Taylor Wilson is with us, NFP Property and Casualty Insurance. We know that we've got the big hurricanes coming and hitting our fellow citizens on the East Coast. It's not here in Southern California this time. But what do we need to know about it to protect ourselves? Because, you know, as the fire chief told us on Friday, fire season is year-round now in California. There is no season for fires. We've just got them all the time. And everyone's got their own reasons or beliefs as to what may or may not be the cause of that. But the bottom line is they're here. We've got to deal with it. And we're looking for some companies to take some of that risk off of our shoulders. That's called insurance. They take the risk. We pay them. They don't have to. We don't have to. It's all the bottom line. But here's the question I wanted to get with you, Taylor, is because, you know, especially people that buy houses. I see a lot of folks buy houses. And they set their insurance up as to be paid just like they do their property taxes, right? They have it impounded every month. So it's like a set it and forget it. You know, they might get an insurance rate increase and it goes right to the mortgage company. You get notified at home as well, but you just ignore it because, you know, it's being taken care of by somebody else. And, you know, we might go year after year after year and we never ever look at our insurance.
Well, we do annual reviews with our clients. So if I write a client today, you know, at the renewals usually come out 30, 60 days before the renewal. And we'll meet with the client, you know, go over the policy, make sure anything's changed and make sure that, you know, if anything's changed with the house, anything that they've acquired, and just to make sure that they are adequately covered. Because, you know, you do go, you'll buy an insurance policy, you'll go year after year after year.
That's what I see coverage. So
coverage doesn't really increase. And next thing you know, you're 5 years down the road. You had your house insured for $500,000. And now, you know, the inflation's kind of gone up, cost of building's gone up. And next thing you know, like you said, you're in that gap. But when we do the annual reviews and go with the insurance company, there is inflation. Sometimes the insurance companies do increase the coverage because they know with the cost of, you know, building materials and things like that go up. So they do kind of inflate, you know, the coverage. But that's my job, is to do these annual reviews with these clients to make sure that they are adequately covered. So when it does happen, you know, they're not left holding the bag, you know.
That makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, because, you know, the other thing that I look at all the time is I see these folks that will come in and they'll send their policy information into the lending team and they've got a $250 deductible. You know, you just got to wonder where the guidance came from, because they don't realize, you know, like I said, once every 12 years, we'll say it, it's once every 9 years you have a use for it.
Sure.
How much extra are you paying for that $250 deductible you're not going to use?
Yeah, very rarely we even see a $250 deductible, because, you know, lower deductible, higher the premium. Higher the deductible, lower the premium.
Right.
It's mostly what, you know, the client feels comfortable paying out of pocket if there is a loss, if it's $1,000, $2,500, $5,000. You know, I try to tell clients, you know, that maybe increase their deductible from, you know, at least $1,000 and maybe $2,500. And, you know, they're not going to file. If you have a $1,000 deductible and you have a $3,000 loss, chances are you're not going to file that claim, you know, because it's
okay.
But you're going to file for a catastrophe. And if you have, and then I have companies that, you know, that actually waive the deductible if the loss hits $50,000. So I have a client, you know, those are more of the higher end, you know, type of, you know, homes, but, you know, to hit $50,000 on a loss is not that much. So
right.
That's why they carry a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible, because they know they're not going to file a small claim. You know,
that makes a lot of sense. And the other thing is that I'm going to suggest, I'm not going to put you on the spot here, Taylor, but I think that what you need to do is get options from your insurance agent. That's why I call them your risk management advisor, right there. Get the options and say, you know, give me a breakdown. Here's what we need. You guys can decide, you know, what the coverages are, but tell me what the cost is for a $500, a $2,500, and a $5,000 deductible. And then my suggestion is go the highest you possibly can and try and put some of the spread into a Roth IRA. I talk about that on a regular basis, about that concept. Because the Roth IRA, and I'm not a financial advisor, I don't have that license anymore, but talk to yours and talk to your CPA. My understanding is that the principal you put in, you can take out without penalty. The growth has to stay there as far until you reach the right ages. But if you put that in there for whatever the difference is, and I'm just going to stay at $200. I don't know what the number is. I mean, if you've got a policy that's got a $200 spread between a $500 deductible and a $5,000, Is that realistic at all?
100%. I do a lot with wealth management and financial planners, you know, and when I get those referrals and, you know, their clients are paying $8,000 a year, and then I come in, give them better coverage, and now they're paying $5,000. Well, they take that $3,000 and they put it, like you said, into an IRA or, you know, 529 or whatever the situation is, and their clients have been overpaying year after year. I mean, that's, if you do, you know, 3,000 times 4 years, that's $12,000. You know, that they've been overpaying, that they could be putting that into something else that's actually doing something for them.
And and that way, if you don't ever have the catastrophe, right, that money is there.
Exactly.
And at some point in time, when that account grows to be larger than your deductible, then you call Taylor and you say, Taylor, I need to get a higher deductible.
Sure.
Right. And then your premium goes down again.
Exactly.
Is there a limit as to how often or how frequently, you know, or how soon after you get a policy you can make changes?
No, you can change it anytime. And we, you know, sometimes have to have, I think we've done it with you where, you know, you have to have a higher deductible maybe to get, you know, to qualify for the loan or whatever. And then they change it. Or, you know, some people have $1,000 and they want to change it to $5,000. I mean, it's not as long as you're not doing it when there's a claim.
Right.
You know,
so is there a waiting period from the change time?
No.
And the insurance carrier probably doesn't care if you're going down.
No, as long as you're not, you know, changing the deductible, you know, when you're filing a claim.
Right.
You know, so as long as there's, you know.
As long as you've got a little bit of waiting period.
Exactly.
And we're not looking to suggest anybody do something that is immoral or fraudulent, for sure.
Sure.
But the idea here is we want to give people an idea of some strategies to use to, you know, just manage that part of their portfolio. You've got the asset manager, you've got the debt manager, you've got the risk manager,
yep.
Right? You've got to have all of those different people, all of those different components in your property. That's the whole idea. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.